My name is Christian Tavares, and I'm the general manager for my recreational mountain cooperative, Shames Mountain.
Okay, so can you tell me about the Indigenous Adventure Pass?
Yeah, happily. So the Indigenous Adventure Pass is something that we created, three years ago that we brought in. And we brought it in with the idea of really trying to improve the demographics at the ski hill. We were noticing that even though we have almost a 50% Indigenous population here in Terrace, that was not represented at all up at the ski hill. And we really wanted to increase the Indigenous representation. We added some language in Somali on our welcome signs. And then we created the Indigenous Adventure Pass. And the Indigenous Adventure Pass is in two folds. One of them is for skiers, Indigenous skiers who are already skiers. We offer a 50% off lift ticket for that group. And then for new skiers, we offered her 50% off on the lessons and the rentals. And with our beginner slope being a free slope with our new conveyor lift, it's really opened up and made skiing accessible to a whole group, a whole different demographic than we were used to. And to combine that, knowing, of course, that even at 50% off, lift tickets can still feel expensive, we've also put lift tickets, four lift tickets per day in each one of our local libraries. So anyone can go check out a lift ticket at the Terrace Library, Kitimat Library, or the Prince Rupert Library.
Oh, that's awesome, that partnership with the library. So how long have you been running that partnership?
The library program started last year and was extremely successful. And, I think at the Terrace Library, every Tuesday, there's a lineup to come pick up or sign out tickets for the upcoming ski weekend. And it's been very well appreciated, very well used. Each library has a bit different systems on how they take out the tickets. I think in Rupert, for example, they want them shared a little more, so they only let people take them out a few times per season, each individual. I think the campaign's been great, super well received, and I think a great way of us to give back to the community and make sure that skiing stays accessible for everybody.
Awesome. Wow. Great. Thanks for that explanation. That's really great. And I love the idea of that partnership as well. So are there any new features or runs this year?
New features or runs this year? No, this year, I think most of our terrain stays the same as it has been. Last year, of course, we spent a lot of money and efforts putting in a covered carpet and a new parking lot. This summer, we focused on really trying to button up those projects a little bit more and not trying to take on too much new. The new that we've brought in this year is an uphill pass for those that are looking to get a little more exercise and that would rather tour up than take the chair. This is starting to become a growing community and a growing practice. So we now have an official uphill path and an uphill route set up both for our operating and non-operating days.
Oh, great. That's awesome. What's the best way to experience Shames for out-of-towners?
Oh, I think Shames is very much the soul of skiing. Shames reminds everybody of the place where they learned how to ski. That family atmosphere where you feel comfortable letting your kids go travel and explore. It's a place that very much is still about skiing and not real estate. Very, very special place, I think. We're very, very fortunate to have a facility this wonderful here in the Northwest.
Oh, excellent. Okay, and Christian, just last question. Are there any events that you'd like to plug that are happening at the mountain or in the lodge this year that you think would our listeners would be interested in?
Certainly. I think our tubing activities are going to be firing up here for Christmas break. So for those that don't yet know that we offer tubing at Shames, it is an incredible experience. It's the sort of thing that grandma can do with the grandkids. It is very family inclusive. skiers, non-skiers. Everybody seems to be having a great time with our tubing activities. Even folks that have some mobility issues have been doing great with our tubing and our conveyor lift. I mean, this is an escalator that brings you to the top, and you slide down in a tube with the assistance of our trained staff. It is a wonderful experience. Events will be kicking in the new year, so please take a look at our website to follow our events calendar. And we certainly look forward to seeing all of you guys up during Christmas break. So we'll be open 7 days a week.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
So my name is Will George, and I am the Economic Development Officer with the Town of Smithers, recently relocated in mid-September there, and excited to join the team here.